You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The holiday season is approaching us, but one thing that's probably not on anyone's Christmas wish list is COVID. Health officials are warning that over the summer, COVID cases could peak at more than 11,000 a day, with 100 hospitalizations each day. I spoke to epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker about how people can minimize the risk of catching and spreading COVID this summer. I started the interview by asking what is expected to cause this influx in case numbers.
Yes, well, I think it's very sensible what health officials are saying, because the risk is higher at the moment. We're in our third wave of Omicron infection. And, of course, the other thing is that it's really bad timing because, of course, around this period, Christmas, New Year, summer, we're all mixing a lot more with a wider range of people. And some of us, of course, are attending, you know, lots of Christmas events, and then we're going to go off to different corners of the country and mix with friends and family, some of whom will be older and more vulnerable. So the last thing you want to do is pick up this infection at a Christmas party and take it back to some family gathering over this period, or even potentially get quite sick. And well, you should be isolating if you are infected, of course, and having to miss a week of these, you know, really nice family and other social events. So if anything, I would say now is the time to be even more vigilant than usual. And one of the issues is that we have to think of two things, and I think these are a psychological barrier that some people have. Firstly, COVID-19 can infect any of us at any time. Within a month of having an infection, you are vulnerable to reinfection. The vaccines reduce the severity of illness, but they're not very good at stopping you getting infected. So essentially, we're all vulnerable to infection almost all of the time. The second thing is that even in young people, the infection can have serious consequences. You can get long COVID at any age, and some people are still quite disabled after 3 months. So that's a second point. And the third point is it's about what we call agency, and that is that we all have things we can do that can protect ourselves and the people around us. So I think those psychological how we frame this infection is really important.
What advice would you give to people around the holiday season to help them minimise the risk of COVID-19 disrupting their summer? And would you suggest that people wear masks this Christmas at holiday parties?
Yes, well, I think there's a couple of things. And one is it depends a bit on your role. So if you are going to events or packing into overcrowded shopping malls, it's just to be very aware of your surroundings. And so firstly, it's to try and do things in well-ventilated, preferably outdoor environments, maybe covered outdoor areas if you're meeting people, that kind of thing. But if you know you're going to be in an indoor environment that is relatively airless and crowded with other people, which does describe some shopping situations at this time of year, then you need to be wearing a high-performing mask the whole time. And that's an N95-style mask that has a good fit around your face. That's very effective. And that's why hospital staff wear these masks for months, month after month, and don't get infected, even though they're exposed to this infection every day. And that's because these masks really do work. So that's the advice. Now, the other area is if you're organising an event, a social gathering or of any nature, is to really think about the basic guidelines, and that is choosing a place which has good ventilation or, as I said, preferably outdoors, covered space, making it clear that people should not come if they're ill. If it's a really important event and people are going to be obviously taking masks off and sharing, you know, drinks and food, which is pretty typical then for these events, so you might ask people or require that they do a RAT test before they come, and that's very good at picking up people who are infectious but may not know it. So these are things you can do to make these events a lot safer.
And people who have recently become infected with COVID-19 may be feeling a bit relaxed. They're finally out of isolation. What advice would you have to them?
Well, one thing is if you're at day seven and you feel ready to get back into the social mixing, you should still do a RAT test at that point to make sure you're not infectious, because the 7 days is still relatively arbitrary. 10 days is much more certain that you're not going to have, you're not going to be infectious. So I would say still do that RAT test at day seven. And then you are relatively protected from infection for a few weeks. But certainly after 4 weeks, you can definitely be reinfected, and that risk rises over time. So this is the problem with this virus. Unlike flu, you don't get the flu 3 times a year. With COVID-19, you can get it 3 times a year, or even more often potentially. So each time you get it, you run all the risks of getting, really sick, miserable, potentially going to hospital, potentially developing long COVID. So you want to minimise the chance of you getting the infection and certainly reduce how often you get reinfected.
And there's been a bit of discussion about antiviral medication to treat COVID-19 and this being difficult to access in Aotearoa. Do you believe that it would be beneficial for the government to encourage these more?
Yes, I mean, these drugs really do work, particularly Paxlovid. The challenge is you've got to start it...